same presentation, just in case.
Or is everybody informed what a sit panel is? Do I need to go into that at all? Let me brief that.
Humor me, I don't know what you're doing.
Okay. All right, so a sit panel basically is a structured, insulated panel. Structural, insulated panel, either way. Basically, you take you take either a fiber board and a hardy board, which is what we do, or OSB, depending on what the customer is asking for. You squeeze between a polyurethane section that goes in between them, and you sandwich that, you glue those pieces together. That's what really a panel is. And from that, you design it by cutting out a window or 45 it for the ceilings or whatever. The idea, and it's in here, you have plenty of time and another time to read it, but it's in here, that it's basically for efficiency, heating, cooling, and all that. It is also good for disaster sustainability, high winds, where our product is rated over 200 miles an hour. It has, we can go up to a 4-hour burn time. So there's a lot of these things that, and I don't know how long you want this presentation today to be, but
just
I can go through the whole thing.
Just enough to give us a general idea. Yeah, okay. You can launch your full presentation in the next meeting.
Well, I wasn't sure, so my
thank you. You've satisfied my curiosity.
Okay, all right. So that's all we want to do is we want to take that church and build in. We want to take out the offices on the left and build one big area in there so that we can do a production floor, ingress and egress out of opposite sides, keep the offices upstairs, and the bathrooms and stuff for the production floor. And we want to actually, it's more assembling than it is manufacturing because we're just taking components and making the panels. Every component we use has an ICC. Our boards also have an ICC. So that's what we want to do.
How many employees?
We're going to have up to 16 to start with, and that will expand as we expand. We do have invoices in place overseas for shelters. That's going to be the thrust of what we do at the beginning. We will have a capability to build apartments and homes and things like that. We want to do that in this area. But our first focus is going to be, it's called Shelter for the Shelterless, and it's a humanitarian effort to build small homes, basically 10 by 10 units that can be taken anywhere and put together for people that are either homeless or need the, you know, low income or whatever that might be.
Well, you answered a question I had on the way over here, who's going to buy that building, when I drove by and saw the for sale sign. So now I have an idea.
Ours are standard operations to start with. We'd love to go to two, depending on the demand. We'd love to go to a second shift. I don't think we'll see a third shift. We'd like to expand to a bigger facility at some point. There is room on that land to actually build another building, or we'll build it somewhere else. And, you know, we have future plans for that property if at some point we outgrow it.
Will you have to install any additional exhaust systems?
No, because there's nothing that requires exhaust. It's all just glue, and there is some sawdust, but the CNC machines that we are going to be using at some point, first we're going to start with a little bit older machinery to get going, because we want to build the SIP panels to build our manufacturing plant, the big one, at some point. So we're going to need a smaller set up to then turn and build the bigger building, whether it be on that location or another. So everything's done inside, so the noise is low because there is cutting, but it is inside. And once we go to the CNC machine, it's almost like a paint booth. So we send the panel in, the doors are closed, the cutting's done, it's vacuumed at the same time, and out the other side. We can do 100 panels a day in one 8-hour shift. Start with, and then we'll move to 240 panels a day at some point.
Do you have any additional storage facilities?
I want to put a temporary building on that property. It's just so that we can store raw materials. I don't want to take up the floor space because the building is really smaller than we need it to be. But I know the history, and we'd like to utilize that building if possible.
Any additional lighting with the storage?
Internal, inside.
Not on the outside.
No, it's just, in fact, we won't be working, unless we go to second shift, I don't think we even need them. But we do need to store our raw materials until they come into the production floor and are pressed in the panels.
If there's additional lighting in there.
Do
You know what the property is next door?
Which side, sir?
You're looking at
they're both residents, actually.
Both residents.
Yeah, they're both residents. I've met with the person on, if you're looking at the building to the left, it'd be something we'd consider purchasing at some point. If he's willing to do so, he's under age. So we'd love to do that. We don't need it, but it would square off the property and work well for what we want to do.
Any other questions?
You good?
Appreciate the presentation. August 10th.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Or sir, that you.
The old and new business, obviously we won't have that tonight.
Yeah, there were, Scott had mentioned there was nothing new to bring up on traditional zoning.
Yeah, new and old business. I have not got the revised code back from the attorney. He's been quite busy, so we'll keep working on that. He's got some recommendations for wording and different phrases that he said it's not a lot, but it's some that will clean it up some. And once we get that, then we'll just present it under new and old business and let you take a look at it.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Scott, I was going to ask you on the time limit, what do we got to do on that if we've got a big crowd, or do we just vote that into our...
Well, it's best if we don't pick and choose one applicant.
That's what I'm saying, to keep it uniform.
Be for the whole night, which is fine. And like before you did it, just make a motion to limit tonight's testimony to anybody that's not a party to the case to whatever time length that you decide. That way you're not singling out one. If we had two or three public hearings, we'd just be for the whole night, and that's fine.
So by doing that in the beginning, it allows you for all of it.
Yeah, you did it before the first public hearing. Of course, we only had one. You did it, which if we had more than one, I would have asked if you meant to do it for the whole night, which we would have needed to do.
Right.
And I did ask that question to the attorney,
who
said yes,
that's fine. Scott, I've got a question. I want to go back to this. Edge Hill, we made the motion and denied it, but the confused part I had, and is the current owner the LLC, or is the, that's the part that confused me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wish you'd hold it. Michael Smith's owned that for 14 or 15 years. He's used it as a night rental for that many years. So basically, the use will not change. It's what I heard the representative say, that if the person buying it doesn't buy, it's still going to be a nightly rental. But he's a legal non-conforming. He does not need a permit. We can't do a violation. He's not in violation. But when it sells, the 115 Edge Hill LLC would need a permit because it's a transfer after we adopted our 2009 and amended it in 2012 nightly rental regulation.
I understand that, but we basically don't know or won't know who the new owner is. Or I guess you would if it... Or you wouldn't issue the permit,
like Howard
right?
Howard said, though, real estate is transferred. We don't have anything in our nightly rec that say it can't be an LLC or it has to be an individual. It just says owner. And a property owner, there's lots of properties that are owned by LLCs. The only thing is we would just have to continue to regulate it and follow up, which I've had Presley do, call and check if it's still not in rental or you still use the same. We try to update our files with any new representatives or any changes. We've had some that have quit and owners. Full-time people are living in them now. So,
well, when you brought up the word compatibility, and that's pretty broad, do we need to rework that within our codes to better define that?
No, that's perfect, but remember in our meeting, it's not compatible because it's the only one on the street, because it's purple, because they're always that compatible. It's just the reason it's not, but there's something with that that makes it not compatible with the following. And right. That's why I was asking, because the compatibility is so broad, it really doesn't define what you part of that use, which you said denied the rental use, which is what put me in the decision of record, which is fine, but then you define what part of it is not compatible.
Okay, well, I understand that, and I'm looking on the map within our... Well, another reason, and I was in agreement with Doug's motion and everything, the other thing, within the close proximity of that whole area, there was no other nightly rental. Everything we denied, the only one that was approved wasn't close to that area, but it was still within the Oakmont. Oakmont's a pretty big community.
It had nothing to do with anything, really, but it was kind of strange that Al Pulis had been a nightly rental for 14 years, and he was really opposed to it, but he didn't know it was a nightly rental.
Yeah.
And you can't always depend on the testimony there of the people coming forward on that, don't seem to me like.
Well, I believe they were all truthful in what they were saying.
Yeah.
Well, I think they believed what they were saying, but they get caught up, there's people get caught up in the emotion of the moment and everything, and they really get kind of involved. Where they really did before, it caused no problem, and it just gone on.
Were we to the point of to adjourn, or you have another question?
I just have a quick question for Scott. One of the things that kind of stuck in my mind was they didn't have a representative. He said he had recommended one, but
right,
we don't know that. We as a council board don't know who that is, and I thought that was part of the requirement.
They'll have to have one before they can get to the city and ever start renting. The exact one is a concern to the board, then that's fine. You can ask the exact right question. But okay, they're showing what requirements they're going to have to meet. And I always talk about the parking. I probably asked about the representative. As you know, in the past, sometimes they work and get one lined up. And like tonight, sometimes they don't have a specific one in mind at that time to let you know which one. But we would not let them operate without a representative on file where we check off the box of that decision of record. Okay, we have the representative, we have the fire, if there's anything for them, it has the parking, etc. So there is a checkbox for that, but if you guys wanted to know exactly who they had in mind, if they didn't use that one, then that was not presented tonight, no. I did have a question on the manufacturing. Was there anything that sent him out the door? Was there any kind of driveway? Or I heard lighting in an extra building. Adjacent properties, I'll look at buffer. If you need me to, I'll take some pictures. Was there anything specific about that one since it was manufacturing?
Yeah, the buffering for the neighbor. Right.
Need buffering to
him. Well, the neighbor, I know the neighbor.
Yeah, between Jim's home and his.
Lou Humphrey. And I don't even think he gets out much anymore.
No, I don't think
so. He's 97 years old. He used to come to our church, but then he got to where he wouldn't drive over there anymore. And his wife's in a nursing home. I used to have a lot of black or blueberries on it.
The driveway should already be approved by MoDOT.
Yeah, it is.
It should be commercial.
Yeah, they've got a good driveway there, really.
Good deal.
My issue was the exhaust, because if they're using glue, they're going to have to get that out somehow at some point in time. So, because all glue stinks.
Have to have ventilation.
So, they're going to have to add something to it, but the way he presented, they weren't planning on doing it.
He said it'd be like a paint booth, but it still has to be exhausted.
Yeah, you got to send it somewhere.
Or polyisocyanurate, where they fart and expand, or what kind of foam was it?
Just regular foam.
Just regular foam, it looked like.
The white foam?
Yes.
Okay, so
that's how I've seen it being built.
They glue it. Okay.
I've seen those.
And then they glue the boards to it.
Yeah.
Correct.
Kind of like the igloo houses, the styrofoam houses.
Mm-hmm. I'm making a note on the application I've got in front of me, so I'll find out.
That's a good point, Randy.